Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Milk, milk, lemonade. Around the corner is a 7-Eleven with half-off Coca-Cola Slurpees. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. With the hard G. Thank you so much to Mike Oxlong and Harry, another hard G, for that catchphrase submission. I don't believe Mike Oxlong and Harry has ever submitted anything. So congratulations to them, and congratulations to you for listening to another episode of Comedy Bang Bang. This one is a good one. I think at the end of it, you are going to accept these congratulations because you'll have gotten through one of the best episodes ever of Comedy Bang Bang. That is my promise to you. And yes, I've recorded it already. And I'm just then after we recorded it, I'm doing this intro. But yeah, and so I know it's going to be a great episode. Coming up a little later, by the way, my name is Scott Aukerman. That's coming up right now. But coming up a little later, we have a magician on the show. I don't know that we've ever had a magician, perhaps an illusionist. I'm not quite sure. Close up magic. We don't know. We don't know what type of magician, but very excited to talk to them. We also have a small business owner, This is the year of the small business owner. No more entrepreneurs on this show. Small business owners in 2021. And she'll be coming up a little bit later on the show. But before we get to them, by the way, we are now in Augie Doggy. Welcome to Augie Doggy. Before we get to them, let's get to our first guests. They are... Well, look, I mean, I could talk about them separately all day. They are two separate people. They're human beings. They are members of the human race. I believe they're Americans, although one could be Canadian for all I know. They have separate careers that have seemingly only diverged, or I mean, they've diverged, but they've seemingly only come together on one project. I don't know. A few, really. One of them is Riff Tracks. One of them is Mystery Science Theater. We'll see, like, you know, what the differences are between those. But you know them each as actors and as producers in their own rights. But together, when they're together, primarily they spend their time recording episodes of a podcast called Voyage to the Stars. Can this be longer, this intro? Primarily when they're together, the majority of the minutes spent are spent on this podcast, Voyage to the Stars, the third season of which has come out, is in stores now, wherever you buy your podcasts. Two episodes out, I believe, now. And please welcome for the first time to the show, Felicia Day, and for the second time, Janet Varney. Hello.
Hello.
Wow. So much to live up to already.
I know. That, yeah. That is the most testifying before Congress intro I have
but
ever
what did
been
I,
a part
what
of.
Did I actually say, though?
Exactly.
I said you're actors and you have a podcast.
Why. And that's why
and
you
And yet I drew it out.
Yeah. You're not going to get... Subpoenaed? Nope, that's not how legal things work.
Well, I mean, I am going to just stall the answers. That's the thing. If you ever watch those congressional testimonies,
they
stall ever having to do to answer a second question.
So brilliant. It's psychotically gorgeous.
Yes, but speaking of psychotically gorgeous, welcome, ladies.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
Thank
you. That was such a segue.
Yes. Which one of us do you think could be Canadian if one of us were, which we are not?
I don't know that much about Felicia, so I would say you. Are you Canadian or no?
I have that pasty whiteness to me.
Yeah, you seem very Vancouverish. wish.
You very apologize. You apologize on a dime.
Very sorry.
To be fair, so do I. I'm so sorry.
So no, I'm not Canadian. I've not worked Canadian. In Canada a lot.
Really?
Canada. You wanted to say Canadian.
I wanted to say Canadian.
So I've do
been,
I all the
I'm
time.
I'm sorry. I've been in my house for a year and a half. I don't know how to pronounce things.
Where do you hail from? Where did you grow
I'm
up?
I'm from Huntsville, Alabama.
Huntsville, Alabama. Okay. Yeah. I guess I hear sort of a southern twang
when
to you.
When I talk
you,
to my grandma, I'm like, I don't want to hear all that racist stuff for you, grandma. That's me. That's exactly how I...
What percentage of the sentences you say to her are that exactly?
100%. Click. Oh, great.
Well, welcome to the show, and many hamburgers to you. You have this look. I mean, Felicia, you've never been on the show before, but of course, we know your work from The Guild and Dr. Horrible, and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. A couple episodes of that, right?
Did you wiki me?
I might have, but those are the three things I've seen.
Oh, thank you. You said Mystery Science Theater versus Riff Tracks, and I'm actually in Mystery Science Theater.
Yes, that's
he
what
knows.
I mean.
Oh, okay.
And she's in Riff Tracks.
You were in Riff Tracks?
Yes.
Well, it's not like you're in it. You just do stuff for it.
Once you're in, though.
You're in.
I mean, I have the tattoo. Don't get me wrong.
Wait, where? Oh, is that the butt thing?
Yeah.
Is there a thing where Riff Tracks and Mystery Science Theater people are upset at each other?
I don't think so.
I want to be in a gang, though.
I mean, I know. Like, I would... But I would want to be in the same gang as you and have the same butt tattoo.
Yeah. My butt tattoo is just our legion.
Does it just say butt?
Yeah.
With an arrow to your butt?
Yeah. And then mine's a butt on a butt. Just like putting a hat on a hat, but that's fine.
That would be a great back tattoo. Just it says butt and has an arrow all the way down to the crack.
Are you going to get... You know what would be a fun episode if you had somebody do that while you were broadcasting?
Yes, that would be so fun. I don't know how I would take a tattoo because I tend to not care about shots and stuff like that. So I was always afraid to when in growing up going, ooh, I don't want that pain, but I think I'd be able to take it. What do you think? Do I look macho?
Wait, no.
I think you would do what I do, which is that pain becomes very quickly adrenaline, which then becomes like
okay.
Euphoria.
Do you have tattoos? I don't know.
I had a tattoo,
you don't have them
and then
visible.
I had to get it removed because
had to.
It was
Are
too
you a
hard
berserker?
I had to continue working in show
oh,
business.
Oh, because they wouldn't cover it up with makeup?
They couldn't cover it up well. So I would get a job and then the person who hired me, I would say like, by the way, I have this like double band tattoo on my bicep. That makes it sound like I have biceps. On my upper arm. Let's be clear.
Okay.
On my skinny, sad upper arm. And they would be like, oh, that's fine. You can still play the soccer mom. And then I would go and then they'll be like, and we will put you in a tank top because that's what soccer moms do. And then they would try to cover it and the makeup artist would just valiantly try and it would still be this sort of
just
gray
slather
green
it.
Smear.
Oh.
It was
but you know
so
soccer
obvious.
Moms have these kind of tattoos these days.
Not
you know?
In Hollywood, Scott Ackerman. No.
That's a
not
good point. That is a good
they
point.
They do a certain thing and look a certain way.
In
yeah.
Hollywood. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you have any tattoos? This is not a question I've asked anyone, but we're on the topic.
No,
so.
Let's talk about it. I follow a lot of quarantine and COVID made me follow
the two Qs.
Yeah, the Qs. Quarantine and COVID. Had me follow underground bakeries in Los Angeles.
Mm.
Cheap houses in Europe.
Okay. Wait, underground bakery, but like
underground like meaning they're not sanctioned by the government.
They don't have like a health rating, which is my jam.
That's a thing. I didn't even know that was a thing that I could follow.
There's a lot of like, just I don't have a job anymore. I'm baking out of my house, and here's a stupendous orange vodka cake for you. You know, I'll hook you up. And
all
tattoo
right,
artists. So those are my three.
Those are your three. Okay, yeah. So underground bakeries, and I forget number two.
European cheap houses.
European cheap houses or sheep houses?
No. Some of them may come with sheep.
Oh, really?
They're very cheap.
I would buy one with sheep if it was an option.
You could do it. Wales has some very cheap places you could go
see. Can you buy a house with whales?
So that's very confusing.
Yeah, everything about everything you're saying is just...
You should have chosen whales.
I'm baffled.
Why are you baffled? Listen, I'm just telling you, you could get a really cheap pied-a-terre.
So that's part of the fantasy. The fantasy is like looking at something going, I could technically afford that.
Exactly.
I could eat that. I could afford that. Or I forget what the third thing is. I'm never going to be able to remember three things. I can remember two at a time.
The rule of two.
That's right. And that's why we have two guests on today, because I couldn't remember who the third one is.
That's right.
Now, you guys and Janet, of course, people know you from, you know, SF Sketchfest, obviously, and the Comedy Bang Bang TV show, One Sketch.
Right.
And I wish
proud,
I forget exactly what it was.
Girlfriend of, I think, dying Scott Aukerman.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I was dying. Okay. No, was I dying? Or
there was something where I was very upset. I remember sobbing.
Oh, you were pushing me in a wheelchair at one point, weren't you?
There was a hospital bed involved.
That show meant so much to me, and yet now I can't remember a single sketch.
I understand. That's the way it should be. It should be all in the past.
All ephemeral.
All with love.
It's like birth, you know? You don't remember pushing that baby out or the first 2 years of its life.
I thought you were saying we don't remember being born, which I agree with. I agree that we don't remember being born.
Some people could.
Well,
I mean, Mary Lou Henner? I bet she does. I bet she knows what she ate that day, too.
She remembers everything.
Jeez, enough Mary Lou. But you guys are on this podcast together. It's called Voyage to the Stars. This is the third season, which, you know, they call the third season the make or break season.
They do.
Really?
The junior in high school make or break season.
You know,
sophomore slump, not a thing.
But this is the year coming up.
This is the year where if the numbers don't improve, you get canceled.
Oh, for sure.
Even in podcasts, because I think you can't. They can't force you to be like podcasts. You're like, I'm still
they
going.
They can't force you to be podcasts.
They can't.
You're right.
No matter what they say or do,
you can't be made a podcast if you're not a podcast.
Exactly.
No, but you're right. You can't technically cancel a podcast, but people can stop paying to make them, I guess.
Yeah. Do we get paid for this?
For this?
No.
Can't say. But for your own show? Can't say either. But this show's been going on for 3 years. Describe exactly what it was, because I feel like we talked about it on one episode Colton was on.
Yeah.
But what exactly is it? It seems like it's about some sort of journey to big balls of fire up there in the sky.
Why you would draw that conclusion in terms of just similar words.
Yeah.
In terms of similar words.
I mean, that's what I'm getting from
it. Yeah. I mean, it is about a ragtag group of misfits.
A ragtag group of misfits.
I could still be talking about almost anything.
Yeah, what makes them ragtag?
That's the thing that gets... It's either a ragtag group of mystics or... Mystics? Ooh.
Ooh, that would be good. That's a different show.
That would be better.
That's the show I'm quitting this show for.
Yeah, Voyage to the Cauldrons.
I want to be a mystic.
I just thought of you the other day because I got a Lenormand deck. Which is a kind of like
you said Beatite and Lenormand on this show. What is going on with you? You're from Alabama.
I'm pretentious. I'm trying to overcome my roots, okay?
You are succeeding, princess.
Thank
this
you.
Is wonderful. Wait, Lenormand.
It's like a half, it's like a tarot deck. It's like
a half tarot telling. When you're not that hungry.
It's not.
I gotcha. For sure.
No,
I want to know everything about it.
Okay, offline.
That's
okay.
Correct.
So yeah, we're still doing this.
What do you guys think of that diet where it's just order what you are normally going to order, but then only eat half of it? Does that ever
awful.
Work? Terrible, right?
I find that insulting to everyone.
Because then you just eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you don't, and then you feel like you're wasting food and you're angry at yourself.
Oh, you waste? Oh, so you don't eat it for dinner because you don't want to eat the same thing
That's
in two
a great
meals
question.
In a row?
I've never done the diet, but I assume.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you eat.
Some guy. I'm just going to say.
Let me ask you this real quick. If you eat half of it and then you have that other half for dinner, does that mean that you can only eat half of that half? And then the next morning you eat until it's just crumbs?
But you never get to zero because you just keep having it.
And you're going to lose that weight, baby. You're going to lose that weight.
That's true. Some guy, and I'll say who his name is, Rob Schraub. He told, we were at dinner once and he was having soup and I go, and I think I've told this story on the show before. Apologies, but it was many years ago. But I was like, oh, you're having soup. And he goes, yeah, well, what I figured out is that if you have whatever you want to eat for lunch and then have soup for dinner every night, and it's a good way to lose weight. And I was like, and I thought about it for 2 years. I was like, God, should I go on that diet Rob was talking about? And I saw him 2 years later. I was like, so how did that soup diet work out for you? He goes, oh, I lasted 2 days.
But Rob Schraub's soup diet will be on your gravestone.
Yeah. But I thought about it for way longer than he ever
did.
Did
you continue to see him and see him looking the same? Like
I was like, God, that soup diet is really working out for Rob.
He's a real skinny, tall guy, though, right?
He really is, So
why is that guy dieting? Come on.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Don't eat.
You know? Like, if you already are skinny, you don't diet.
Yeah.
You just, and then you gain the 20 and then you diet and you lose the 20.
It's like Janet. I'm sorry. If you look at her, she's a tall, thin, willowy lady. She's lithe.
I thought you meant Janet Jackson when you mentioned Janet, because I imagined the period after the Janet.
Oh, just Janet. Yeah. For me, Janet is the only Janet. Janet to my right here.
Is there another Janet?
Janet to my right is a that sounds like a show I would want to watch in place of Mary Tyler Moore. Janet to my right.
Can I be your quirky best friend who wears glasses and comes over with a catalog?
Can I please be the quirky best friend?
No, I'm going to be the. I don't want to do the lead work. That's too much work.
I'm in Riff Tracks. I'm in Riff Tracks.
I'm in Riff Tracks.
Riff Tracks, Riff Tracks, Riff Tracks, Riff Tracks.
They're just taking over the show, not including me at all. Are there other Janets? I can't think of a single one. Janet Van Dyne, of course, the Wasp.
Yes.
Janet from...
I don't know if this is cheating.
Tamlin.
I for sure can say Janet Jackson. I feel like that's cheating because I do feel she was brought up only moments ago.
Yeah, that's true. Those are the two Janet. What about you, Felicia?
Janet from Tamlin, the folklore tale about Janet who saved the knight from
you
the
Fairy
Queen.
What she's talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. I named my daughter after liberal arts thing. So
Really?
Yeah. Wait, but she did not name her daughter Janet.
No,
okay.
Not
at all.
It's a crap name. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Would that be weird if she named her daughter Janet and then was just like, oh, hey, this is my daughter Janet, and didn't say anything to you, Janet, about it, and you're like sitting there going, did she name her daughter?
I'll tell you what I would do. I would think about that for 2 years, and then I would finally ask, and she'd,
and she'd
go,
be like, oh, I changed her name 2 days in.
I already changed her name. Yeah. That lasted 2 days.
Are there other Felicias? I mean, it must have been really hard for you when the bi Felicia thing came out, because then everyone was saying that to you constantly for what, like 3, 6?
Still. No, people don't let go.
People still say, damn it, Janet, to me, and I don't think Rocky Horror has been in the zeitgeist for a minute.
That's right. I forgot about that, Janet. Yeah.
See how I snuck that in? I snuck in the reference.
Yeah, you got it in.
Very sexy.
There was a Hurricane Felicia last week, and I was really rooting for her, but she she depressed.
Can you elaborate?
I'm so sorry.
What is rooting for a hurricane? I mean, that's...
They're rooting for it to take lives or just structural damage.
A lot of structural damage, right? Like just a lot of insurance claims, you know.
Sounds
no
like someone's
death.
Jealous of tornadoes.
Yeah.
So have we talked about this podcast enough?
I don't think so.
I think we got up to ragtag group.
I thought you were saying, you added enough. I thought you said, have we talked about this podcast? And I was like, I don't think so. Have we talked about it enough? For sure. Yes, we have.
but the fact that it's about a ragtag group and they're on a destination
wedding.
They're on to destination wedding. Is that what it is?
Nope.
They go to Aruba.
I'm gonna pitch that in the next season though. If we ever get to season 4, if we ever tell this audience about our show, then maybe they'll get invested and get this destination wedding season 4 off the ground.
Have fun, because I'm gonna be on my Mystics show, and that podcast
that's
is gonna rock.
What was it called? Voyage to the Mystics? No,
it's very simple and very similar. Voyage to the Mystics.
Please tell me about this show. Okay. I'm begging you.
It's a loosely improvised comedy. So basically we get an outline of story.
Who
points.
Gives you the outline?
Our boss, Ryan Koppel.
Ryan Koppel.
And he does insist that we call him our boss.
Yeah, who's
our
this guy?
And Ryan Koppel. It's one word.
This guy sounds shady. Who is he?
Very shady.
He's just making outlines for people and giving them to people? Who is this guy?
I actually picked him up off the internet about 15 years ago. I'm not kidding.
That's actually true. That's true.
In what manner? What do you mean?
Well, during the guild, I would just try to find other people doing cool web content because I was lonely and I don't relate to people in person. So I never went to a meetup in person. So I was like, this guy does some cool web stuff. And he did this kind of steampunk show called Reese. And I was like, you're cool. And then he eventually moved down from Canada to LA. And I was like, where's my
company?
He's
Canadian. That's where I'm getting
it. Not Canadian.
Yeah. He was married to a Canadian. But I don't want to go into their...
Yeah, we don't want to talk about their...
Suffice it to say, he's Nebraskan.
History, I guess. Wait, they're not still married? We don't want to talk about this.
Listen, I want to talk about Nick
and Ryan
the whole time.
What happened in their relationship?
In the end, he ran her company, Geek & Sundry.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yes. Is that still a going concern? No.
I don't know. I'm completely divorced from it.
You understand that.
I don't know what you mean.
you know how a thing you've sold isn't your fault anymore?
I'm just saying hypothetically.
I'm not relating to this
situation.
In any respect.
You just nailed a nail in my heart that was so sweet. It felt so
darling,
good.
Listen, this is for all of us. It's for all of us.
Don't know what you mean, but look, let's talk more about this show that's on the Earwolf Podcast Network. You guys go to the stars?
Yeah. We do. It's about, you know, it's a raucous space comedy full of pratfalls and puns. And
pratfalls and puns.
I almost burst out meat curtains because I feel like you've used that term several times.
Meat curtains, what?
Meat curtains is what my go-to. When I really want to just, when I'm really steering south, I'm like, meat curtains. It's got a little bit of a kind of a reflex. I scream.
It wakes us all up.
In a rom-com.
Hurricane Felicia's us in a way.
In a rom-com, instead of a meat cute, there should be meat curtains, right?
That's right. It's more a traditional play. That's when people meet at a play and fall in love.
That's more of a third date kind of thing, though.
Exactly. I play a robot.
You play a robot? Thank you! We're finally getting to it. You play a robot. This is what I've been leading you towards. I kept being like I was sort of doing the robot, going like, Janet, talk about it.
I know. I'm so
thank
sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. Natural quality.
Yes, I do.
That's true.
Yeah. Why'd you come tell me about your podcast?
Tell me about your show.
Not what my robot voice sounds like at all.
What do you sound like? Give me your robot voice.
She sort of sounds like this.
Oh,
so
okay. So a little more polite than your actual voice.
Pleasant. Yeah. Right. If I were a pleasant person, that's the robot I would be. Yeah.
Her humanity is her sneering, snarly self. Yeah.
And Felicia, what do you play? Some sort of robot?
I play a quirky character named Elsa Rankfort, who is the daughter of the richest people in the planet. And she is a scientist.
Yeah, because I'm assuming this is in space.
We have Earth, but then we blew it up. But that's a spoiler alert for season two. Oh, sorry if you're not caught up. Duh.
yeah.
And yeah, that's what happens. I'm a kind of character who never really follows through with anything. Namely, like maybe a podcast conversation.
Bit of a mystery science theater 3000 on my riff tracks. If
you I get it. Okay. And does that ever come into play? Like your two different styles, you know, like you're like, what is the difference between riff tracks and mystery science theater 3000?
I don't actually.
Riff tracks, I think, is all
you know how like you would go like, oh, well, Groundlings versus UCB. The Groundlings are a little more this or like what
Groundlings
is the
wear funny hats. UCB are like, hey, what's up? That's you know, that's
right, UCBers
exactly.
are too cool for the game that they right. teach you to be too cool for.
Exactly.
Whereas
and that's what you're
the
like.
Groundlings are uncool.
Yeah.
I know that I am like the peanut butter that if you dip chocolate into it in the form of Mystery Science Theater 3000, it's delicious. It just tastes great. Mm-hmm. Those two things belong together.
Why am I horny now?
I've done my job. I've done my job.
Dipping. Janet dipping things.
I don't know. I didn't hear anything you said after that, but Voyage to the Stars is in theaters now. And wherever you listen to your podcasts, you can get a big group together. You can get it now. Third season, a couple episodes are out now. Paul Scheer, I believe, was on the season
Paul
premiere.
Scheer.
Is that right?
Yeah, the great Paul. The great. He actually, I think, is that a
the great Paul
thing?
Scheer.
The great?
Yeah.
Mm.
I haven't seen that show. Is that good? The great?
The great. I don't know what that is.
Oh, the great.
Elle Fanning, isn't
right,
it?
Yes.
Oh, no, I have seen it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good.
We're promoting that
it's not
here
great.
Today.
Yeah.
They should call it The Good.
It should be called The Good.
But we're not here to talk about that, or maybe we are, who knows, but we could talk about it at length, but we are, of course, running out of time for this segment, but Voyage to the Stars is out there now, and approximately 71 episodes are out there, and they're all hilarious. Colton Dunn is in it. Who else do we have?
Kirsten Vangsness, from
Berg.
Criminal Minds. Steve Berg from Many Things.
Who's he playing on that Criminal Minds show?
He does not. He is from many other things, not
no. Who's
lines.
The person before that you said?
Kirsten Vangsness plays the
some sort
quirky,
of cyber nerd.
She's the operator person.
Exactly
yeah.
right.
Quirky.
Yeah. Every one of those shows has one of them, right?
Oh yeah.
How do you get that job? I want to play.
I've auditioned for it many times,
and she very much appreciates and knows. Like, oh, I've got that job.
Yeah.
Do you got to come to the audition in glasses?
You
I
have
think
to.
It helps.
I lost one of the jobs to somebody on Bones because she it was.
Who are you
going to
play that Bones?
It was no. It was a quirky girl.
Bones Junior.
Bones. It was Bones. You know, it was a bonus.
This is my daughter, Bones Jr.
It was for Pornhub, and anyway, you had to. She was
I'm
talking
still
about
horny.
You dip the fish.
Oh, not horny anymore. Dip the fish.
Why? Why fish?
Pew.
Oh no! Because the whole thing was that the monologue was about a dead fish, and this girl brought a laminated picture of the fish, and that nailed her the job. So
what?
Always bring pop props.
Oh,
that's it.
No.
Always
don't always bring yeah. pop rocks. Oh, you said props. You said props.
Yeah.
You said
horny
props.
Again.
But also, but don't bring
dip the pop rocks in the fish.
Oh Jesus! All right, Voyage to the Stars out there. Anywhere you go. It's in the air.
It's drive-through.
Ones and zeros. You can just if you have a way to decode these ones and zeros and get them where it's like talking in your ears, then you are going to be very happy with the Voyage to the Stars out right now. We do need to get to our next guest. He is a magician. Are you guys interested in magic?
I hate magicians.
I love close-up magic.
Did you say
magic?
I hate magicians?
Oh.
I was once at a commercial audition where a guy turned to me and tried to pick me up and said, I'm a magician at the Magic Castle. I'm like, you're not a real magician. And then I walked out.
Wait, why would you say he's not a real magician?
So
and
he
why
made
would
you,
you walk
disappear?
Out? Oh.
I hate him more now.
I should leave. Now I should
you
leave.
Should leave.
Okay.
No, I'm just like, he's not a real magician. He's not a Gandalf. He can't
oh,
master
I see.
The
meaning.
Elements.
How do you know that his magic wasn't real?
Because he was a douchebag.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I would imagine that some real magicians are actually douchebags, wouldn't you think? I mean...
Oh, you mean like a Harry Potter... Yeah, okay.
Harry Potter was a douchebag, don't you think?
Yeah.
The one who lived.
Sauron? Eye of Sauron? What a douchebag.
That guy was douchetastic.
Possibly
what
not,
dip
not even of human.
Well, you know, we're talking about a magician over here who's just to the left of Janet.
Oh,
yes. To the right of Janet.
To the right of me.
Right.
And to the surprise of me, there he is.
Hopefully he's right not a douchebag. And you like close-up magic, you say.
You know what? I'm gonna expand. I love all kinds of magic.
You love all kinds of magic. Okay,
magic
keep an open mind. All right, great. Let's talk to him. His name is the Great Magna. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi. How are you? Hi. Everything okay? That was a heavy sigh.
Yeah, I just haven't been feeling the great lately. It's just, you know, there's just been a lot going on in sort of my career hasn't been going the way I thought it would.
Did you hear when we were talking about The Great, the show The Great, and then I was like, it should be called The Good. That was funny, right?
That sort of was the bright spot of my day so far, if I could be honest. Yeah,
I kind of get it. I mean, I'm a pretty funny guy.
I've been enjoying my time sitting here waiting.
Is this a trick? Are you doing a trick right now?
I see what you mean.
This is like one of those fake-out tricks where they go like, oh, I don't know what the card is. Oh, I got it wrong. You didn't pick the Ten of Clubs?
Exactly. I just don't know. I'm always ready for there to be magic happening that I don't. I thought I would try to get out in front of and see
if
it was a trick.
But we all know that magic happens when you least suspect it, but I'm sorry to say.
We do?
We all know that.
I don't think that's...
We all know it.
That's not common knowledge.
Well,
huh?
That's how, you know, I guess maybe that's how magicians think about magic.
Okay.
We all, you know, if you're not a magician, I wouldn't think about, like, I don't know, being a police officer the way a police officer
does. Know police happens when you least expect it, unfortunately.
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, I don't think about anybody's job the way they would think about
it.
And you wouldn't think about my job the way I would.
Is this the prestige?
Well, no, because the the pledge hasn't happened and the turn also has not happened.
Okay, I don't know. How
many dead of you are there in out of a booth somewhere near Tesla?
No dead of me.
Prestige.
You got to see The Prestige. You guys seen it. It's the only movie about...
Pause this and go watch The Prestige.
It's about 2 hours and 10 minutes long. I know that because...
To the minute? Yeah. How do you know that?
I watched it pretty recently.
Is that a trick? Is that the trick? Knowing how long the movie is?
No, but it was to make myself
feel
better.
Is this how long the movie is? 2 hours and 10 minutes. He got it. Wow.
I kept asking that throughout the runtime, suspecting that
it
might end.
Were you counting to 60 the entire time?
Oh, wow. Yeah, just in case it would end and then I would be right.
Right,
I'm trying to,
yeah.
You know, you're always trying to expand your repertoire, but I'm feeling down right now specifically because I just haven't been feeling inspired lately, Scott.
Oh,
inspiration happens when you least expect it.
Well,
Great Magna.
I know it's. I've been looking for it left and right, but I've realized that
maybe up, maybe down.
Magna, the
wait, it's behind you.
That's it. No more great.
Wait, have you not looked up and down?
I haven't even tried to look up.
You've just been looking straight ahead.
You know, in either direction, left or right, but not up or down.
What about when you put on your pants, my dear boy?
I could do that without looking.
Ew.
Why would you do that?
But should you? But should any of us?
I get it wrong sometimes.
How do you get it wrong? You like two legs in one hole?
Oh, two legs in one hole.
Backwards, crisscross style.
Backwards, inside out. You know, sometimes you got to take them off, put them back on. But it's not about, you know.
How often is that, by the way?
Every time.
Okay.
Wow.
Look down. Look down when you put on your pants.
I'll give it a try. It's just something that I don't think about anymore because in this business, you're not looking up and down. You're looking at the audience. You're looking at your assistant. You're looking at the volunteers, and they're all to the left or right of you. But I've realized the thing that I need, and it's that I need competition. I need a rival.
Oh, okay. So you need like a magician who's coming at your heels, or dare I say, coming for your neck?
I need a
perhaps.
Wow.
Yeah, I need a magician that's coming for my neck. And
did you say hello, everyone, when you first?
I didn't, but you know what?
Could you say that just really quickly? Because I like to hear the traditional hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You know what? I'm going to start saying that at the top of my act from now on.
Okay, that's a good idea. Okay.
But if I ever freaking perform again.
Oh, my God.
What's your backup plan?
My backup. See, that's the thing.
We're already going to the backup plan. I thought we were trying to solve his problem.
I've written him off.
You've written me off.
Let the man look up or down.
No.
Before you
we
write him
off. We
don't
know if that's what's going to be my saving grace here.
I'll
but
take it away. Your peripheral. You got nothing now.
Backup plan. I guess I could teach magic. That's what usually people that fail at something do.
That's part of being in magic.
Too adjacent.
Yeah. Too adjacent. Yeah.
But I mean, I guess I'm trying to do is I'm looking. I'm taking. I've had rivals in the past.
So you're shutting her line of questioning down. You're getting back to what you want to say.
And because of this, I'm out.
Because of this.
Well, I was just going to suggest maybe you could design a pant that doesn't have a front or a back.
Okay. A universal pant.
Universal pants. You can talk about them in Voyage to the Stars.
A pant that only has one hole.
Yes.
This is sensational.
It's more, I guess, that you just invented
like
skirt. The skirt.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
And for this reason,
different.
I'm out.
Okay. I thought you meant one hole for peepees. I thought you. I really.
Oh,
like,
oh, one hole for peepees.
I'll take any suggestion.
Here's my question.
Yeah,
they make jeans and pants with a hole in the front, right, for peepees.
Yep.
What about one in the back for poo-poos?
It's true.
Two whole pants.
I just think.
There you go. Boom.
If we're going to get clinical about this, I think you just have a little more control over one of those. I don't think that.
Wait a minute.
If you have a
prolapsed anus,
how little
control do you have over the second thing?
I just think you just never know what's going to be going on, Beth. You like, don't know.
You got to take them down
least
if you
expect it.
Yeah. You need. I could see maybe like a zipped window sort of to the ass.
Pajama pants.
Yeah.
That's what girl onesies need.
It's
you know,
true.
Like those jumpsuits. That,
mm-hmm.
They're all the rage.
Listen, nothing worse than having to get that swimsuit and being like, shove.
I never even thought about that.
You ever be walking into a
men's bathroom and you see seeing a guy who at the urinal and his pants are down around his ankles?
I have seen that and I've done it. And
you've done it. You're the guy.
Well, it's because usually it's too late by the time I figured out I had my pants on wrong.
You gotta do the old switcheroo.
You gotta do the old switcheroo and do the old
360 rotate.
And sometimes when you gotta go. You gotta answer that call like the Ghostbusters.
The lady Ghostbusters. Let's be clear. Not the Ghostbusters that they're coming out very soon.
No, not Ghostbusters. You have to say man Ghostbusters
and lady Ghostbusters. You can't just say lady Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters. You have to say
lady
Ghostbusters. Oh, I sound Canadian. What happened to me?
You turned into a Minnesotan.
I went to Canada for a second.
But, you know, I guess... Should I start making pants? I'm trying to stay in magic.
No.
You're in crisis.
You know what? Tell you what. We have to take a break. When we come back, can you describe your act and we'll see if we can help you.
Sure.
Right?
I would love to talk about my act. Yes.
Okay, great. I mean, I don't want to see your act. I just want you to talk about your act.
I don't
want to
do it.
Okay, good. All right. We've come to an agreement. All right. Well, we have to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more from Felicia Day, more from Janet Varney, more from the great Magna. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show, Comedy Bang Bang, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is your social battery drained right now? Or are you bursting with energy? What's your level? What is going on with your social battery? Do you have you don't have enough boundaries, or maybe you're less social in the winter? What's going on with you? What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Janet Varney and Felicia Day, of course, from Voyage to the Stars, a thing we all know about, and it makes sense that they're here together because this is what we know them both from. And I mentioned that perhaps you would never work together other than this. Have you been in the same thing prior to this?
Well, Janet hosted a show that I produced on my channel about escape rooms, Geek & Sundry. We did a lot of web video kind of things. Mm-hmm. She's a riveting.
Why don't they
host?
Make web videos anymore?
They don't. It's really great to be known for that. And then,
yeah, what was that all about? You know, I'm in the same boat. The whole Between Two Ferns thing is like, no one makes web videos anymore. Nope. Like, we all loved them for like 10 years.
We did, and now you couldn't be uncooler.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
We're still out there. We're still like making videos.
We're like gramophone specialists.
Everyone click die.
Well, that was what happened. Yeah. Honestly, it's funny or die. They get into it and they're like, oh man, this will be funny to have like funny or die. Everyone clicks
everyone,
die.
Everyone click die.
It just killed the whole industry.
Yeah.
God. Why are you talking? What? I'm talking to them.
Sorry.
He's okay. Trying to become podcasting host.
Yeah. Oh, creeping in on your territory.
That's right.
I'm not coming for your neck, Scott. I just want you to.
Okay, no, I'm not coming for your neck.
You're not going for the jugular. You're coming for the neck.
That's right. Yeah. It's a little friendlier.
It is. It's much friendlier. It's much friendlier.
This is the Great Magna. What does that mean, the Great Magna?
Well, Magna is Latin for great. So it is.
Oh, the great, great.
Yeah,
it's a little redundant.
Well, it kind of really drives the point home. When you're an unfamiliar, you know, everyone knows David Blaine, what he does. Everyone knows
who.
Oh boy.
He's more of a stuntman, I guess. He's not really a magician. He's kind of a stuntman.
Like that person in Death Proof. What was her name?
The person in Death Proof.
You know, she was on
Mary
the car.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead? Rosario Dawson?
No. Come on, man. How long is that movie?
Huh?
How long is that movie?
I would say it's about 88 minutes long, if I had to guess.
Wow, you're so good. At this.
This is what you should do.
Yeah, you should do this.
This is part of my act. I do sort of with the power of suggestion. I can sort of guess things like to the like the second.
Wait, you're suggesting to someone that how does it work?
So what I just did was I talked about I sort of planted the idea earlier.
Oh, you did the whole Death Proof. You mentioned David Blaine,
yes.
Which then led you to saying he's more of a stuntman, which of course you knew.
Yes.
That I would say, what about that stuntman from Death Proof?
This is layers deep.
Whoa, which you had already known how long it is. God.
Exactly. Yeah.
The prestige.
It is that. Yeah. I gave you the pledge. I gave you the turn. And now, voila.
Amazing. Wow. Yes. And the whole time you're saying things like, oh, Rosario Dawson, Mary Elizabeth Winstead. You know everything about that movie, don't you?
He knew all the way back to Mary Lou Henner's autobiographical memory because that woman can only remember things like what day of the week it was.
That's right.
I don't think she can remember anything important. She's like, I met you. It was a Wednesday.
She doesn't remember how long movies are. She knows where she was when she saw them.
I can tell you what she had on the day she was born, what meal she ate.
What?
Brisco.
Her mom's or someone else's?
I don't know where it came from, but right. You know, that's not for me to find out.
They come from titty.
They come from titties. Do we have an episode title now? I'm not sure.
That could be. It's at the very least a t-shirt.
We have no idea. So tell us, before the break, the great Magna is here. He said he was going to describe his act. What is it? Are you close up? Are you far away? What is it exactly?
I very far away.
Whoa! Are you visible to the audience? Are you at all visible?
You can see me. There are monitors, but I try not to
monitors.
Really.
Hmm. Remote magic. This is interesting.
Yeah, like, well, I'm on stage. I'm visible. You can see me, but I sort of rent out like an amphitheater type of,
there's a lot of overhead.
Venue. It's expensive.
But it's, that's how far away you have to be.
He doesn't know how much overhead there is because he doesn't look up or down.
That's also a very good point. I couldn't know. How could I know that?
That's true.
But so when I do call for volunteers, it takes a minute.
Do they answer the call like the Lady Ghostbusters?
They do. And you know what? And they answer it dutifully. they get right up there. Everyone's always very excited to volunteer at a magic show. You got to the point where you got friends
swatting them away. It's like, guys, I have enough volunteers at this magic show.
I asked for one.
Stop being so dutiful.
Yeah, not 1,000 at least.
Right. So you're approximately what? The length of a football field away? Or that's around 300 feet.
I'd say about maybe minimum half of a football to about a football field and a half away.
Half of a football?
Can you put this into terms of like how long a movie it would be if it were a football field?
If it was a movie, I would be about The Creep away, which is about 70 minutes long.
Okay, that's very short. Yeah. That's actually not that far away.
Yeah, but you unravel all of that film. That's kind of.
Oh, I see. We're talking about feet of film.
Yeah.
So maybe your crisis is a conversion to digital. This is a problem because you can't actually measure anything.
I know. And you know what? I'm just so glad that Quentin's keeping film alive.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Sally.
Yeah.
So describe your act. You're a faraway magic.
I do a lot of,
I guess your what?
Can I guess your card? Can I guess your age? Can I guess your weight?
This is good because you're asking consent. You're the first magician to ask consent.
And if they say no, I don't ask. I don't guess. I know. I know in my head what it is, but I don't reveal it because a magician never reveals the secrets. And that is a secret.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I do that. I do sort of, crush a bird cage, make the bird appear unharmed.
Thank God. Okay. Yeah. Just the first half of that, I was very scared.
Yeah, I was about to get my PETA membership card out and cut you with it.
Well, some of us love bird cages. And for that reason, I'm out.
Janet, she's gone.
That trick does take the length of the film, The Birdcage. It does take
How
a
long
while.
Is that?
Oh, La Cage aux Folles?
Yeah, what are we talking? Birdcage, Robin Williams, or La Cage aux Folles?
Here's the thing. It's a double feature.
How long is that double feature?
That'll run you back about 3.5 hours. Yeah, just about.
It's a bitch.
About 3.5 hours.
Because I'm throwing in little interstitial, like, I throw in cartoons.
This is the add-on that you get at the car dealership. Yeah. I don't want you to add on stuff I don't need.
No.
Okay, I'll take the commercials off.
Okay,
thank
good.
You.
So what's your act?
So I do that. I do. I'll do like the cabinet escape sort of thing. Like I'll get in a tank of water that is locked, and I'll be bound, and I'll escape that.
How do you do that? What do you do? You're in a
cabinet.
You
want me to tell you my secret, Scott?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, so it's like a. I just wanted to make sure.
It's
that's
like fake handcuffs. Is that what it
it's
is?
It's fake handcuffs. It's like a loose knot. The lock is typically not a real.
Is it real
lock.
Water is it or real is
water?
It
the water? No, it's cum and
it's cum.
Wait,
hold
it's
on,
cum?
It's cum.
And people are fooled.
Wait. Back up. Why are you swimming in
it's
cum?
It's because it's so far away. It needs to read as cum, or it has to read as water. And so the further you are away from it,
it has that viscosity.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
In my experience, cum does not disappear the farther away you get to it.
But it's just also, it's easier to for me to like climb out of.
Oh, yeah. It's a stepping stone.
Viscosity.
How do you get all that cum?
I mean, look.
Is that from you?
That's the one secret that I cannot tell.
It's from him.
Yeah.
It's 100% from him.
Yeah,
I'm out. So I don't really do that trick as much because, I am out.
I think that's for the best.
Yeah.
It's definitely for the best.
I do a bullet catch.
With what? Your teeth or with your hand or what do you catch with?
No,
what's the catch? Your pre-cum?
Yeah, with like a load. Yeah.
What?
I shoot a load and I catch it.
What? Like, you timed someone firing a gun at you as you...
No, no, no. I'm doing the shooting. You don't
You're firing a gun at your penis?
No, yes.
Or away from your penis, and then you shoot your... Oh, God.
There's a lot of that, but you know what? It's tricky. I used to do a real bullet, and I've just learned...
Oh, it's not a real bullet.
No.
Please don't say the bullets also come.
No.
I don't know how that works.
No, it's like a fake bullet that I use now.
Oh, okay. Like paper mache or...
And so I have a little a craft sort of lab where I sort of... I take a real bullet and then I paper mache that. And then, you know, I take... Mm. Well, I guess I blow up a little balloon to the size of a shape of a bullet.
Do you do macrame? Because
we are really getting into how this works. I love the craft lab.
I have taken up macrame, but the ones that I make always just end up looking like a dirty mop. And I can't get it.
Macrame. You're doing it right.
Yeah.
I can't get
You're
it
maybe
right.
the best in the world.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Maybe you should do this instead of this magic thing.
I think magic's really my thing. But
I don't know. I mean, I got to say.
You talk about the craft lab with a lot of love and pride.
It's true.
Yeah. You're so bored when you're talking about swimming in cum. And
it's really not.
Well, you know, I've done it for 10,000 hours. But, like, that's the thing. The act is not the issue. It's the issue of just me not being inspired. I'm trying to find my inspiration. I would just love a rival to just be a little bit better than
me.
Because I've had previous rivals in the past that, you know, have... I don't know if you all know this, but... Magic is a dangerous profession.
Sure.
I've lost many rivals to their acts.
Who are some of these previous rivals?
I'm really glad you asked that. I lost the amazing Fantano. He died in a cabinet escape.
Wait, does Fantano mean amazing?
Latin.
It means fantastic.
Great. The amazing fantastic.
I lost the fantastic Romero. He died in a bullet catch, caught it with his skull.
It was a successful trick.
He did do it.
Yeah.
Everyone applauded, but you know, you don't really get that applause until the prestige happens, and he did not get back up.
Yeah. That's a problem.
Daniel Blade died in a dismemberment. He took his head off. He just took his head clean off.
He took it off himself?
Yeah.
He did arms first. He made his arm seem like it came off. And he was like, and now for my final trick, pull his head off. But he literally just pulled his head. He pulled really, really hard.
I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but these guys suck.
They were not really good. Señor Magique died in a levitation. He went too high.
So he might not be dead. He might just still be up there.
No, we all heard a pop.
Oh, okay.
The pop that happens when you go too high.
Yeah, he went too high, and we heard the pop. Kronos the Wise died in a saw in half trick. He just did it for real. But he went the long way.
How about his rivals? Because they don't sound good at what they do. So.
Well, they were in the circuit. I don't know. Every sort of field has a circuit. We were all coming up together, and I was watching their act. And when they pull these tricks off and don't die, it is impressive.
How many times does this not bode well for you?
No.
I mean,
it seems like you're going to dry, or you're not going to be dry because you're going to die.
Yeah.
Like strangling on your own semen.
But that's sort of why the people come to the shows. You know. They come.
Stop saying come.
The word is really uncomfortable right now.
Arrive.
When they
ejaculate into the theater.
When they climax to the show, they're there to see a potential accident. And that's, you know, they're all sick fucks.
People come to magic. I mean, look, this is why I come to magic. I like to come to magic.
Arrive.
Because I like to see like a guy with a ponytail, tricking me into thinking like something's happening when it's not.
You haven't mentioned my ponytail, by the way.
Yeah, it's very long.
Thank you.
I gotta say,
You're sitting on.
Yeah, it's right. It's between both cheeks.
And
you have
a barrette that says butt with an arrow down.
Yeah,
here.
So you know where the rest of my ponytail is.
Interesting.
And then my final rival, he passed recently, so it is.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, no women. That's funny.
I'd love to hear his name though.
Aunt Tricky.
Wow. Okay. So I guess
she died. She died doing a Derek Delguadio. And
what does that mean? Doing a Derek
so I don't know Delguadio. If you've seen In and of Itself, but he sort of the final thing is he goes around to every person in the audience and tells them who they think they are.
Right.
And somebody didn't like their answer and they killed him.
Oh no! Yeah. Wow. How? Like Houdini style punching in the stomach?
It was rough. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it another one of those decapitations?
They grabbed her by the head and spun her around, and her head flew off.
Yeah,
the rest of her body went flying, holding the head still.
You got to be careful when you grab someone by the head and swing them around the room.
That's why nobody go for anyone's neck. It's bad news.
Are you sure that your rivals aren't all dolls?
You know what? Like, I mean, I'd consider them dolls in the sort of colloquial sense. I would say, oh, you're a doll.
Oh, you're a doll.
You would say that to them?
You would?
Yeah, I say that to everybody.
Okay, interesting.
You're a doll,
Scott. This is an interesting part of your personality that has been unexplored up till now and probably will remain so.
I mean, you haven't asked me whether or not I'm a big sweetie.
Are you a big sweetie?
I'm a gigantic sweetie. Everybody loves me.
All right, well, look, how do we get you a rival? Are you here to advertise for a rival? How do we solve this problem? I don't know that this show is about solving people's problems, but I want to solve yours.
I was hoping one of you maybe want to become a magician.
Oh.
Disgusting.
Yeah, Felicia, it seems, has a history
and
of
for this,
one
you're
guy
out?
Trying to ask her out.
I feel like you, at a young age, probably had that little deck of cards. You whipped it out all the time. And then you started whipping it out when you were older in a different way.
Yeah.
Why would you embark on a career of deceit?
Oh,
your modus operandi
career of deceit question.
To be fair, Felicia, your whole career is a career of deceit. I mean, making internet videos, that's not actually happening.
It's
this
true.
Is something that you made for the internet.
I did.
You know?
I did set the bar too high and other people tried to follow and they failed. And they're like, what happened to that? And then do you make video? You make videos? You're a dinosaur.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. So we really broke Felicia down.
She's not okay.
Yeah. Now, Janet, though, out of anyone, I mean, she's wearing all black right
Please?
Now.
I am very intimidating while also a doll. But I don't think I want to be a magician, guys.
Really?
I just don't think I cut out
I
for
just appreciate
it.
That you even briefly considered it.
I did, and it was very brief.
Why wouldn't you want
and
to
now,
be a magician,
And now
though?
I scoff at my brief consideration.
Okay, well, you know, that
Janet,
hurts my feelings.
I you know what? I'm very bad at keeping secrets. I
you
feel
have
like
a lot
I
of vaginal
be like,
fluids.
You
and
tell
I,
everyone?
Well, that's certainly true. But yeah, when someone's like, how did you do that? I'll be like, it's amazing. Okay, so, and then that's, you take a vow. You take an oath as
you
a magician.
You cannot do
First,
that.
Do no harm.
Yeah, you know, by the way, Scott, when I explained that trick earlier, I'm gonna need you to cut that out.
Oh yeah, I'll cut it out. Don't worry about that.
I
100% listen to this episode back. It will not be in there.
I just want to express a concern that you're not being genuine right now.
I'm being 100% genuine. Okay. It will not be in this episode. Do you want me to sign something?
Will
like,
you take this knife and cut your hand open?
I don't think I'll do that.
What?
What do you want me to cut?
Oh, like
my
a blood
knife
blood
open?
Oath. Blood oath.
Blood oath.
Wait, cut my knife open.
Would you please cut a knife just so I know that you're being
super
honest?
Meta. This show is super meta.
Look, I'll sign the equivalent of a prenup of magic or whatever. I'll say if it remains in this episode, I will give you,
as Kanye West once said, "Hollow, we want prenup." Okay, I'm
sure.
In.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you $4 million. How's that?
Oh,
it will not be in the episode. That's how serious I am about this.
Okay, yeah. I'll take a $4 million.
Yeah. Great.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Scott.
No, you won't have $4 million because it won't be in the episode.
Oh.
Do you want $4 million? Like, if you want $4 million, I'll give you $4 million. But no, you don't need to do anything for
what
it.
What a doll. He could totally retire, though.
Okay, and for this, I'm in.
Okay, you're a big sweetie.
Yeah, oh, thank you very much.
And big sweeties get $4 million.
And I'm going to get you, Scott. You're going to become a magician. I guarantee it. I see it in your
All
eyes.
Right, I'll be a magician. What do I have to do?
Yes. Oh, I don't know. Oh, I can't tell you. I can't tell you how to do your own tricks. Find some tricks and learn to do them.
What's your angle? Let's look at Scott and be like, okay, the blink.
The blink?
I'll just know the blink.
The blank. Oh, the blank. Blank. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because
I'd rather be the blank.
Blinks, I heard.
Honestly.
Just kidding.
Like,
just
like
kidding.
I tell everyone, don't blink.
Yeah, that's
And then when they do,
good.
That's when I do my tricks.
And you missed it.
Because everyone knows if you don't blink for a long time, you have to take one very long blink.
And that'll give me enough time to like
exactly.
take the rabbit.
I take
and put
an 8-hour good. Blink every night. A blink every night before I go to sleep.
It's not blinking.
That's 40 winks. I'm pretty sure that's 40 winks.
Well, look, we're running out of time, but have we solved your problem?
Frankly, absolutely not.
Okay, I'm sorry,
but you know what? The hunt continues, and I'll.
It truly does. Voyage to the Stars in podcast stores right now. The Hunt for the Stars. The Hunt for the Robots. Season 4. Hunt for the Robot. We have to take a break. When we come back, the Great Magna. Can you stick around?
Oh, I'll stick around, baby.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, we also will have Janet Varney, Felicia Day. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Comedy Bang Bang, we're here with Janet Varney. Little Janet Varney, people call you? Is that
people do. People, Paul F. Tompkins made that happen.
He started that happening. Yeah. Do people call you that on the street, or do they come up to you and say, Little Janet Varney, or anything in the street? Anything ever happened to you in the street?
I feel like I've encountered people in the street.
People on the street.
Da-ba-dee-da-dee. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So does that answer your question?
It sure does. Cool. Yeah. We also have Felicia Day here.
Hello.
And, you know, she's got a last name that is a time of day, and it you know, I mean, that's something.
Correct. Yeah, yeah, that's a very innocuous endorsement, but yeah, it's an easy name.
Yeah,
if my first name was as easy as my last name, I would be able to find a keychain at a gas station.
Yeah,
with it on it, you know.
What about Felicia Afternoon? That would be something else, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I could be Felicia Magic Hour.
Magica. Well, speaking of magic,
I should have been a magician.
Oh, there we go. I was about to ask you a question and realize that I'm not in charge.
Why are you stuttering?
Because I was like, I shouldn't have been even speaking, probably. but if you could have a day, Felicia, would you call it? Would you name it after yourself, Felicia Day?
A day.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds really super narcissistic and not unattractive to me.
What do you want people to do on Felicia Day? You know how certain other holidays people like do fireworks? I'm not going to name which one.
Okay.
but also like cookouts or going to graveyards and stuff. Like what do people do on your, I'm talking about Halloween and Memorial Day.
I don't, you know, it's a really good question.
Arbors.
I feel like maybe for my day, I would want people to do bad fan art of each other and give it to each other. But you had to say, this is the best thing I've ever seen. And you had to put it like, frame it. You know what I'm saying?
Very specific, but I like it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, interesting.
Set the bar low artistically across the world.
Yeah. Well, speaking of magic, though, we also have the great Magna, who...
Hello, everyone.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you giving it. We have to get to our next guest, though. Are you excited for this? A small business owner. You're sort of a small business owner, the great Magna.
Yeah, I am incorporated, yeah. I suppose, yeah.
And I guess you guys are, too, right? I mean, you have loan-out corps.
Gotta be. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we're all small business... I mean, you were a big business owner.
I was.
You know? And then what year did you get out of that?
The year I had... my baby. It was 2017.
Oh, okay.
The
and
baby
you were just
you did
like,
not name Janet. I did not. Clarify.
Oh, just to be clear. Yeah, okay.
You can always change.
I'm
it.
Sorry.
Having a baby is a lot like making an internet video in a way, but it's like alive.
Yeah, but it never fades. It goes away.
They both come from titties.
They both and the titties feed both. Titties feed both.
How many views does your baby have?
How many views does my baby have?
How many people have seen him?
Her, just enough for me to claim a Roth IRA in her name.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, we have a small business owner coming to the show. She's been on the show many times before. I can't remember what we've ever talked about, but please welcome back to the show, Mary Lisa.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Scott.
My pleasure.
You know what? I'm going to remind you what we've talked about.
Oh, please do. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's what I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is that what you do? You remind
me? I don't know. I do so many
What'd you
things.
Do the first time you were on then, if you couldn't remind me about anything?
I'm pretty sure whatever I did was, you know, it was weird. It was wacky. Good times are had by all.
That's Mary Lisa.
Mary Lisa.
Yeah.
This is Janet, by the way. This is Felicia, the great Magna.
Oh, my God. You know, it's as you guys were saying, you know, like having a small business is like having a small baby. You know, am I right?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I guess
it's
so.
Like,
yeah,
a big business, like a big baby, like a really big, big, big baby.
Well, you see, here's the thing. So I had this small business and I've had to shut it down.
Oh, no. You know? Yeah. A lot like a baby.
Yeah. Like abandoning a baby on, a, exactly. on the roadside. Yes.
So I had to close down the nut store that I
had. Oh, that's right. You had a nut store. What was the nut store? It was nuts and more?
What was it?
When you close down a business, you don't have to remember what.
It's so true. Nostalgia.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, it was nostalgia. And it was called, nostalgia. These are your daddy's nuts. You know, these are like
that
your
the tagline.
These are like your daddy's
nostalgia.
Nuts.
You know? That seems like a franchise opportunity.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we all thought. I was very supportive of it.
I know. I remember you called me every day. You never came to the store, but you did call me.
I called you every day saying, where's the store? And you wouldn't tell me.
Well, you gotta. You
that
want,
might have been why you closed.
Yeah. You want your cousin, well,
yeah. You refuse to give directions to anyone.
With this COVID, people don't want a loose, older nut. You know, they want a fresher, sealed nut.
These were old nuts.
Looser, older. Looser. They were looser.
More of a vintage nut. You know, they're like your daddy's nuts. You know what I mean?
They were nuts that had been harvested in the 40s or in the 50s.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nuts, antique nuts.
Exactly. Kept in saggy bags.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
Loose nuts.
Got it.
Like your dad's nuts.
Got
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, your dad used to sit on the couch with a bag of loose
fiddling
nuts.
With his nuts.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyways.
Anyways, that's all in the rear view.
You had to close it down. I mean, small business owners are what keeps this country America.
That's what I'm saying.
They would change it. If there were no small business owners, it would be the United States of what? It would
be Canada.
Oh, Canada.
There's been a lot of talk
about
Canada.
Don't look at me. I'm not Canadian.
Fucking Canada over here.
We have to look at someone in resentment in place of, you know, real Canadians.
Sorry.
I do have to make a confession. You know that I was formerly Canadian.
You were formerly? Wait, really?
Yes, I am no longer.
You are a lapsed Canadian?
I am no longer.
I did not know that. Yes. What part of Canada?
Now I'm doing it. from the western part of Canada, and
what does that mean? The western part. Can you be more specific?
from Alberta.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Great. Okay.
From Alberta, Canada.
Somebody check that. Is that in the west?
It's not. It's west-ish.
And I'm just a former. I'm a new American.
I had no idea.
I just got my citizenship.
But you don't have to renounce your Canadian citizenship to be.
Do you have to like promise to punch a Canadian
you
if you ever?
You most certainly have to renounce it. And yes, you most certainly have to. You have to renounce it. You have to renounce loyalty.
What I like about it is you're turning your head to look at all of us, and we're catching every other word in the mic.
Sorry, I'll stop that.
That's okay. I do like eye contact, if you could maybe like kind of go like this instead.
I feel like I'm addressing the nation.
You are.
Yeah, you are. You are. Are you running for office now?
Well, I'm allowed to. So that is what I'm here to announce. I've gone from nostalgia to perhaps a political career now that I'm allowed.
What?
Wow.
What? This is huge news, I think.
I mean, I don't know. Is it? We're trying
I don't
to figure
know either.
It out. I mean, what?
I'm going to have to have you go on a little bit further before I decide.
You seem so lost.
What's my platform? What do I do? What do I believe in? All I know is I'm not Canadian anymore. I'm American. Yeah. I'm no longer loyal to Canada. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No longer loyal to old loose nuts, apparently. No.
I know. And I guess, could I run on a platform of loose nuts?
You can bring loose nuts to this nation.
Yeah.
Is
I don't know.
This nation already a nation of loose nuts?
I don't know if people are
no one wants to be confronted with that truth about themselves.
No.
I don't know if people are ready for a failed business owner to then get into politics and succeed.
It sounds sketchy.
I
mean, it's unrealistic.
Like somebody who's like perhaps very close to bankruptcy.
Yeah. I don't think. I mean, that just tells me that you're a failure. I would never elect you.
Never going to have legs.
My suggestion is, you could come to this country on the platform of I know loose nuts. I know how to tighten nuts too.
Tightening nuts.
Okay.
Wow. It works because we don't know what it means.
Also, the tightening nuts isn't the opposite of loose nuts in the way you were talking about them.
Well, okay, so I'm running on a platform of America. Tighten those nuts.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Love it. Yeah. Love it.
And to men like that, you think men
think
are going to really like
though.
Go for that? With sort of the idea
of it shrinking up, like the nuts sort of retracting up into the
body. Do you think Hillary,
of the
if that had been her slogan, she would have.
You're like a cold douse of water on this country.
Should have been
let me tighten your nuts.
Should have been a nice pantsuit and some tight nuts. I swear she would have won hands down.
What if her slogan was pants They have holes in the back now.
If Pokemon tighten those nuts, I'd vote for it.
Yeah, Pokemon.
I mean, go for these nuts. So I think,
is this what you're here to talk about? Or did we just back you into a corner?
No,
on
at this point, I'm basically asking. You know, I've asked your listeners for many things. I've asked them to send jizz containers of jizz to the studio.
Oh, that's right. That was your DNA testing.
Yes,
where you were just tasting it.
I could tell your your ancestry by tasting your jizz.
Can you test some of Magma's jizz? Yeah,
I got a human-sized tank full of it.
I can tell you, generally,
to be honest, your shirt is sopping wet right now, and I'm assuming it's from that.
I didn't have time to change.
I can tell you basically maybe where you're from.
She's like the Henry Higgins of jizz.
Whoa, yes, that is awesome.
And, of course, I got slammed during COVID because, you know, people didn't want to get a darn Q-tip put up their nose. So they were like, could you see if I have COVID
just from that? And how successful were you?
100% I could tell you if you have COVID.
Did you get it from that?
Wow.
I've had it nonstop.
Okay. I'm so sure it was a good idea to have you on the show today.
You can get COVID from chugging jizz. 100%.
Chugging it? I thought you just tasted it.
I thought you were taking it.
Why are you
shotgunning it?
Well, here's what I was doing. You get one full serving of jizz. You only eat half.
And what constitutes a serving?
Yeah, what is the serving size on jizz?
Like, what is the FDA?
I'm not talking about jizz.
What about soup?
This is not that kind of show.
Jizz.
This is what I'm saying. You eat one half of the serving of jizz, and you eat the other half for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Now you're saying eat like there's chewing involved. This has gone.
Do you turn it into a mochi? Because that actually would work.
Then
jizz mochi.
Then I've been busy working for Subway sandwiches.
Wait, you were working for? Did we talk about this?
You became a sandwich artist?
Well, no, because you know they found out that there's no tuna in the tuna.
Right. Well, I mean, they did. I mean, they were doing DNA testing. Yeah.
Yeah. So now I've been tasting fish's jizz.
Oh, yes, no. I didn't know they did that. I thought
if the fish is fish.
Right, okay.
Is this fish jizz or is this a yoga mat's jizz?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, inanimate objects jizz?
Is this the last episode of Comedy? I can't quite tell.
It went out
with the jizz. You know what I mean?
But what?
I'm asking your listeners, send in money for this campaign I'm doing. Ask for money. I am my platform of tighten these nuts. Let's do it, America.
Where are you running? I mean, is it for a city council position?
You know what?
Is it?
Let's just simply start with governor of California.
It seems to be open field.
Do we think Gavin Newsom's doing a good job? I don't know.
I'm not one to judge.
And look, if you're looking for somebody who's been an actor, I once appeared in a commercial for a mattress.
Really?
Just one mattress?
One mattress, yeah.
Once they sold that mattress, they took the commercial down?
The whole company went tits up. It never even aired. So here's the thing. I'm a former actor, just like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
How'd you get into that? That's weird that you only have done one commercial and that's the entirety of your resume?
My uncle owned a mattress company.
Yeah, but a Canadian mattress.
Nepotism. It was nepotism.
Okay. Do Canadians sleep differently?
We don't really.
I thought they slept standing up. Like vampires. Yeah.
Like they're the Murphy bed of people?
I mean, we'll sleep however you tell us to sleep.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you marched into a Canadian's home and said, enough sleeping, we'd go, okay, sorry.
See, now, I would not tell people that on the campaign because that sounds like you're very malleable, like you're suggestible, like you'll just do whatever people tell you to do.
No, I'm going to tighten these nuts.
But will you loosen them, though, for me?
Okay, sure. Okay,
so don't do that.
We need a good platform, more than just a slogan. Like, so Magna.
Yes.
Like, what do you want different in your life? Like, what could government do for you?
You know, could government make me, I don't know, the greatest magician of all time?
No.
But maybe you could promise something like that. Like, if you vote for me, I'll make you the greatest magician of all time. You know, something like that.
I guess if you vote for me, I could make you the greatest magician of all time.
Well, then you got my vote.
Oh, my God. That was easy.
All you
got
to do is lie.
I'm so glad I came here.
Yeah. Felicia, what do you want?
I want you to bring back web video.
Well, that I...
Yeah, tell her
guys,
you can.
We can. Definitely.
If you vote for me.
Yes. If you vote for me, web videos are all anybody's going to be watching.
Yes.
Yay, you got my vote.
Okay.
And Janet, what do you want?
I want you to rename everyone's firstborn Janet.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a hard one.
And I mean everyone.
Okay, if you vote for me, everyone's firstborn will be named Janet.
I guess you've got my vote.
I know. Oh, man.
Okay, so this came as...
Wait, Scott, what did you want?
Yeah, Scott.
Gosh, well, you know, I guess...
No, wait a minute, everyone. We haven't asked what Scott wants.
No, you know what? In all the
You
years,
know what I want? I want people to wonder what I want. All I do on this show is ask people questions. No one asks me anything.
You'll just look around, you'll realize it's been here all of the
time. Yeah, long. So do you promise me that?
Yes.
If I vote for you, what?
If you vote for me...
You're getting confused on the tense.
Who do you want to vote for? Mary Lisa?
You know what? This is already seeming like a lot of pressure, this job.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of campaign promises.
I'm missing the nut store already.
What nut do you miss the most, Mary Lisa? Do you miss the macadamias?
You know,
do you miss the almonds?
This might come as a surprise, but a Brazil nut once in a while, really.
Oh, great for the thyroid.
Can be. Oh, it's very true. Yeah, it has a lot of a certain vitamin.
Hormones. I'm
that
not
I
sure.
Forgot.
A certain vitamin. I don't know, Mary Lisa. I feel like you missed the nut store. I don't know if politics is for you. But I'll tell you what. Magna over here is looking for a rival magician.
Okay.
Please.
I can't believe I didn't think of this.
Why? Because you're smarter than me?
Because I love putting chocolate and peanut butter together, Scott.
Oh, horny again.
You know, every job I've ever done, I've really excelled at. You know that, Scott, right?
Yeah, okay. Didn't really necessarily get that from your previous
everything. I mean, tasting jizz, I'm amazing at.
Yeah.
Chugging, to be fair.
Yeah, this nut store, it only shut because of COVID, not because no one came in or I wouldn't tell anybody where it was.
Right, yeah.
This governor thing seemed like I just couldn't take the stress.
But right this magic there. Thing.
It's a go. I'm in.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, step one, you need to pick a name.
Okay.
And try to make it redundant, like it's two words that mean the same thing. Like Mary Lisa.
Okay, yes, Mary Lisa.
Okay.
Are there any Mary Lisas in magic right now?
Let me check. No.
Is that an app you just checked?
Yeah, it looked like you just looked up and to the left.
I went on.
Do you have a microchip in your head?
No, I was looking. Yeah, I was looking.
Did Bill Gates put that in you with the vaccine?
Glasses that aren't
did you
glasses?
Say he looked up?
He did, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh,
wait a minute.
What? Miracles happen when you least expect
it. I'm feeling inspired already by having a rival. Wow. My problem has been solved.
Your eyeballs have 30% more radius activity.
This is great. And just so everybody knows, I did get a microchip implanted in my head. I was searching IMDb, which is Internet Magician Database.
Oh, okay, great.
Internet Magician Database. Of course it is.
Okay, so there's no Mary Lisa. Okay, and what kind of magic do you want to practice?
I want
to
do super up close. Like, literally, the person... face should be touching my face.
Ooh. Okay.
And you have had constant COVID.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
I'm hoping if it's a woman, their boobs are touching my boobs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good.
Do you want them upside down like you're 69ing?
That's a good idea. Although I am more of a wait your turn type person.
When it comes to a 69, you don't like simultaneous.
No.
Wow.
I like personal, like you're enjoying it. And then I'm enjoying.
Okay, so you like an 11.
Exactly.
Just one on top of the other.
Exactly. Or 15, exactly. Which is 6 plus 9.
Right, okay.
But that's the Mary Lisa way.
Okay, so, but that's not going to be part of your act.
No, but if I was running for governor, it would 100.
That would 100, okay. Yeah.
Every governor has a way.
I would have banned 69ing. Wow. Would that have been a popular thing?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It's the you one number that people high five when they say it.
I want to have, who is out there still 69ing, really?
What do you think about it? Who has time?
That's
although it does save you
time.
That
actually saves a lot of time.
Yeah,
100%.
I don't know.
Okay.
So what kind of magic are you going to do? Are you going to guess cards? Are you going to crush bird cages?
I don't think any of this guessing thing is for me.
Okay.
Because I don't want to offend people.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
That's fair. That's, you know, people get really mad when I guess wrong.
Oh, it's when you guess wrong.
Yeah, like guessing ages and weights. Ew, that's a sticky territory.
You had to guess mine.
Sticky territory.
What would you say?
Guess 23 years old.
Oh, well, all right. I like her already.
She is a politician.
But I guess I would do mainly car tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Car tricks?
Car tricks?
Car tricks. You know when you pick up a car?
Yes, I love when people do that.
Like Lou Ferrigno style?
Oh, my gosh, this is awesome.
Amazing.
Also, keep in mind, the person is pressed up against my body. Yeah, okay.
So they can't even really see it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think this would be very popular. I would see this at the Magic Castle.
Okay,
I mean,
great.
Guy lifting up a car while I'm pressed up against.
You know what? I walked in here down in the dumps being like, I've lost my business. Then I was running for governor, and now I'm a magician.
And you're probably going to die super soon.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens to his rivals.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
Hey, if I haven't died from long, long, long COVID, then...
then nothing's going to kill you.
Exactly.
Yeah. I hope you never die. I'm willing to say that.
Thank you, Scott.
And what about the rest of us?
I'll say that for everyone. Okay. I hope none of you ever die. I hope the five people that are in this room are immortal and we'll see each other at the end of time, whenever the earth blows up.
What about... I mean, I know he's not in the room.
He's not in the room, Devin? So he doesn't count. No.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Oh. No. But to
rules
be clear,
are rules.
Are our bodies going to age? And it's just our immortal souls that will survive because we become like raisin people.
I don't know.
I've
stopped at about 23. My body hasn't aged. So I don't know about the rest of you.
Does
but,
sleeping standing up help?
Yeah, it definitely does. Yeah,
oh,
of course.
So
yeah.
Young. It's the soup diet.
Although when the earth blows up, I do think that we would still be alive. That's the problem because we would be unkillable. So we'd be floating in space. Oh. But, you know, I mean,
then eventually we'd get really bored.
Yeah.
And then we'd maybe land somewhere else.
After we went on a voyage to the stars.
Which is.
Wow. Season three.
Season three. And,
wow. We're not in plugs yet, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was the prestige.
The prestige. All right. All right, guys. Well, we are running out of time, and it is time for everyone's favorite feature on the show. It's time for a little something called plugs.
I know you've got those plugs that I've been waiting for. I know I've heard your plugs, yeah, touch the sky. We all need a little something to believe it now. When I hear your plugs, it's like I can fly. You know I need those plugs, you know I need those plugs, you know I need those plugs. You know I need those plugs, you know I need those plugs, you know I need those plugs.
Oh, yeah, that was Plugs to Touch the Sky by Facetoast. Facetoast! Thank you to Facetoast for that wonderful plug theme. All right, guys, what are we plugging? Janet and Felicia, do you want to take your plugs separately or do you want to do them together?
Well, we can do a simul-plug. A simul-plug?
A 69 plug?
Has a simul-plug ever occurred before on this show?
You know what? This will be a first.
All right.
This is great because I think I'm actually also supposed to plug something else. So
you can say it
out loud with me.
So I will say... Voyage to the
Braving the Elements, another podcast I do about Avatar the Last Airbender, and Felicia Day's web videos from decades ago.
This is not working. I don't like this. Let's take them separately.
Okay.
Look, and you can plug, Felicia, you can plug everything. You can plug anything you want. I love all plugs equally. They're like children.
Okay.
When we're in the plugs section of the show, I love all plugs.
Can they all be named Janet?
All right, sure.
Okay. Well, I'll just plug Voyage of the Stars season 3. It's very funny. We have a lot of joviality.
Okay. She knows how to sell this thing.
And we take tea at 4. I'm feeling awkward. I also do a lot of stuff on the internet. No more videos, but I stream on video
Do you
games.
Promise you'll never make another video?
I mean, I can't promise that, but please I don't want to.
They're going
to
come back around big time.
But then I'll be old. I'll be, hey, you know, in my day.
You love doing that voice.
I love this voice. I love
You're
it.
Be
I
so
love
happy.
Pancakes.
Yeah. Yes. This could be great.
I think things go back and forth. It's like now everyone's doing a podcast. The internet videos will come back, right?
I'm actually doing a newsletter.
Oh.
Which I like writing.
Like a Substack or
like
something
like
that?
Like a Substack thing. Yeah, just for fun.
Okay. And that's great.
Yeah, because I get to be alone doing it, and that's what I prefer.
Interesting. Where can people get this?
At felicitations.substack.com.
Okay. And do people have to be alone when they read it? Or
I want everyone to be alone, isolated, emotionally vulnerable, and read it, and maybe weep, and then post a comment, but don't come to my house.
Okay, got it. Great. All right. Janet, go ahead and I know you have...
The thing I already but
no one was listening,
insert.
Yeah, because you were talking at the same time. So
get
what do you
in
got?
Line. No one was listening. Voyage to the Stars Season 3, already out. You can listen to at least one episode right
now. If not
two. And I do a podcast about...
What's
I lost all interest in myself as a human being.
Oh, wow. This is when it happened.
It's all gone. It's all gone.
This is how long it took.
We were all here for it, and I'm not going to die. So this is going to be my life from here on out.
Scott looks
totally,
at you, just
utterly
blank.
Uninterested in my
don't
life.
Blink.
Yeah.
Don't blink.
But you have this podcast about
James Cameron's
movies.
James Cameron's Avatar. I did a voice call of Korra on The Legend of Korra. We are now doing this sort of like, let's meet all the people who made this amazing show possible. It started with The Last Airbender. That's what we're doing. It's very fun, funny, good time. Not as funny as Voyage to the Stars. Don't get me wrong.
No, that's very jovial.
It's a lot of joviality. Maybe too much. Yeah.
Yeah. And is there more of that Last Airbender stuff
there's more
going on?
Coming because there's Avatar Studios. Again, okay. No affiliation with James Cameron.
Wait, who do you play? You play Korra?
I play Korra on The Legend of Korra.
Well, what is it?
Like a cartoon.
Okay. All right. Great Magna, what do you want to plug?
Well, I'll plug this guy that I follow on the internet. His name's Manapadaka. He sometimes is on podcasts. He produces a podcast.
This dude has a podcast. He's coming for my neck, isn't he?
I mean, everybody that has a podcast is coming for your neck. They want a slice of the Ackerman pie.
Yeah, well, they're not going to get it.
But he produces a show called How Did This Get Played? That's a very fun video game podcast. He has a show called What's With These Homies Talking About Weezer that puts out episodes
sometimes.
What
do you think of that new Weezer song?
I love it.
Okay. Doesn't he say that? I'm talking about him now.
Yeah.
What does he think?
I get all my opinions from him, and he loves it too.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, he loves it, and then he also he plays video games on Twitch sometimes at twitch.tv/Manapadaka.
What? I'm on Twitch all the time, five times a week. I don't do anything else now.
Coming for his neck?
I want to call your friend.
Call him because people are watching and people are liking it.
Well, come on over. Okay. We'll do Among Us. I'll slit your throat.
Oh, please slit his throat.
I don't know what any of this means, but I am horny. Mary Lisa, what are you plugging?
Sure, I'm going to plug something for my good friend Holly Prazov.
Oh, is she a Canadian?
Not anymore.
Okay, good.
She's also not anymore. Yeah, she's starting a new podcast, as everybody else is.
Really?
Yeah, what is it?
The microphone.
With Alana Johnston, Businesswoman's podcast, where businesswomen are going to get all their hot tips. CEOs are going to get...
CEOs are
going to get powerful. Business decisions are going to happen over there.
Do you guys know anything about business?
Everything about business.
Okay, wow. This is good. Yeah, this is a good resource.
Yeah, this is really where people are going to make millions.
Right, and what's this called again?
Businesswoman's Podcast.
Businesswomen's Podcast.
Yes.
And they will make millions by listening to this
guaranteed.
Podcast.
And is this out right now?
It's coming out. It'll be out in the next month or so.
In the next month. Okay. So keep updating your podcast app, whatever that is.
Exactly. Yeah. If you want to follow Holly at Holly Praz on Instagram, we're going to start
nice. And what's Alana? She's
The Real Alana Johnston.
Yeah, Alana Johnston.
And it's going to be a hit. Very hot.
Very hot podcast.
So hot.
A hot pod. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful. Speaking of hot pods, I'm just going to plug my other podcast, Threedom, which is Paul F. Tompkins and Lauren Lapkus and myself. We are out every week on Thursdays, and that's just us sitting around shooting the shit and playing games. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Wait.
When you see something open, get a rope up and start to twist. Then you find that you're getting a little eye mist. You think you're crying and you know what to do. Get up in there and do what you do. You gotta open up the plug bag.
Open it up.
Open up the plug bag.
Make sure it's not closed. Make sure you got oxygen.
And don't mess around with it.
Don't mess around.
Open it up.
Don't mess around. Don't mess around.
Open it up.
Open it up.
Open it up.
Open it up.
Don't mess around.
Don't mess around.
Don't mess around.
open that shit.
Oh, boy. That was a plug, plugsian, plugsity by Dale Berglund. Amazing. Felicia, you said wait right before we...
like the most dire...
Wait.
Yet emotionless. Wait.
Wait. Did you have something else you wanted to plug?
No, not really.
Please do,
no,
though.
I don't want to.
You don't want to anymore.
It's too weird. It's too weird. I'm really awkward right now.
I understand.
I stopped being able to speak. I was so annoyed with myself. Come on. I mean, the whole plug thing was very uncomfortable.
Wait. I want more plug.
It was like when the woman gets killed in the Matrix and goes, not like this.
Well, if you guys were to die, this would be the way I would want to go out. I hope you won't, of course. But I want to thank you guys for being on the show. Janet, great to see you again. Felicia, very nice to meet you. I hope many hamburgers to you and continued success with all of your podcast opportunities. There are so many choices to be on podcasts these days. I'm glad you chose mine.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Wow.
Great Magna. Look, buddy.
Hey.
I think this is the start of something beautiful, and
I'm hoping to look. Maybe next time I'll prepare a trick.
Okay, that would be great. Yeah, prepare. Well, I don't want to see one, but just prepare one.
I'll prepare it.
And Mary Lisa, congratulations on your new occupation.
Well, thank you. I'm sure it'll be a successful hit, as most things in my life are.
Yeah, definitely. And guys, I gotta say, I haven't recorded the intro to the show yet, but this is the best episode of Comedy Bang Bang ever.
Think about saying that in your intro.
I might. All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Wait.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.